This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just talked about the NFL game that's going to get us all set and started on Sunday. We know we're going to go to Berlin. We're going to have the Falcons. We are going to have the Colts. But when we end Sunday, we're going to have another matchup. We're going to have a primetime matchup and going from Berlin to Los Angeles as the Chargers are going to finish up the night, the evening, the day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Chargers, man, they have gone through a lot of injuries this season. They're still standing. I think the offensive line, I don't know how they're standing. But to talk about the Chargers, what we can expect and moving forward, joining us right now is someone who covers the team for the Sporting Tribune. Welcome back to the show, Fernando Ramirez. Fernando, how are you, man?
JR, been a while. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Always great to chat with you, Fernando. I'm glad that you're doing well. I can't say the same thing about the offensive line. We've seen Slater go down, and now Alter's going down. Mekhi Becton, is he even healthy? What's going on with this offensive line trying to help out Herbert?
Well, that first part of what you said right now, not right now, but when you asked me how I was doing, how is Justin Herbert still upright is basically the question all over the NFL, but he's playing at a very high level right now, and the offensive line has been abysmal this year, and that's kind of the reason why Charger fans have been going at Jim Harbaugh and Joe Ortiz. They didn't do enough to fix the offensive line. They brought in Mekhi Becton, but the problem is Bradley Bozeman at center has just not been what the team was expecting. Not what fans have been expecting, and even us in the media have been really questioning his position just because he gives up a lot of pressures. He gives up a lot of sacks. So it's been a little rough for Justin. But, yeah, you're facing a Steelers defense this weekend that is going to come in. You know they're going to be blitzing. You know they're going to attack the weak point of the Chargers. But for some reason, Justin keeps on putting on that cape, and he keeps on getting the Chargers out of these situations where you wonder how long can he keep this up. And the Chargers are holding on for dear life till Lamarion Hampton comes back, but it has been a little rough as of late. Because with Joe Alter, 4-0, when he plays, they are 4-3. They're 2-3 without Alt playing in those games. So it's definitely Sunday's going to be a very interesting matchup.
Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. We know the trade deadline came and went. I know the New York Jets, the Colts, the Cowboys got a lot of attention with the picks moving around and Quinnen Williams and Ahmad Gardner. But the Chargers made a move as well. It may not be a big one. Did anybody flinch or even pay attention when Trevor Penning moved from New Orleans over to the Chargers? Did anybody care?
I'm sure Justin Herbert cared a little bit. Jim Harbaugh said he's our kind of guy, and we all know what kind of guy they mean. He's a guy that's going to punch you in the mouth. He's gotten penalties after the whistle for excessive force, let's just say, but he's a guy that I think he's better than anything that what these guys have on their offensive line. So I definitely think it's an upgrade. It's just how quickly are they willing to thrust him in there? So that's going to be the real question mark. I'd be surprised if they don't use him as a swing tackle this weekend and ease him into it. But I think right now, after losing Joelle, there is no easing. You kind of just have to trial by fire and throw him in there. But Jim's very calculated. Him and his coaches are very calculated. So I'm sure they're going to try and give him an easing in period, and then they'll evaluate after this game. But I really think they kind of need to just throw him in there and see exactly what he's got, because they need to protect Justin Herbert, and especially with T.J. Watt. Cam Hayward and Justin have a little bit of history. Even though the Super Bowl told me, hey, we're all good. Justin's a great young talent. I love Justin, but there have been some extracurriculars when they've played. So yeah, it should be an interesting matchup. But I definitely think that Trevor needed a change of scenery, and the Chargers have done a really good job with that. Tyrre Tart, nobody knew who he was. He came over from Miami last year. I had asked a buddy that covers the Dolphins, what kind of a player is he? He's like, look, he has a talent. He's just a little lazy. He needs the coaches to kind of get him going. With the Chargers, he's been an excellent player. Elijah Molden, another guy, came from Tennessee last year before the season started. Not a lot of people knew a lot about him, and he's been an excellent player for the Chargers. So they're hoping that they struck gold again with their low-risk, high-reward kind of mentality when it comes to Trevor Penning.
If Fernando Ramirez is here with us, covers the Chargers for the Sporting Tribune. You know, we know about the offensive line. We all know about the quarterback. You mentioned Omarion Hampton, and we know he's been on injured reserve. And we know that Harbaugh, he wants to run the rock. He wants to go between the tackles with the offensive line. Omarion Hampton, a big deal coming out of North Carolina. Sucks that he's hurt right now. Is he still on pace to eventually come off injured reserve, or is it too early to even think about?
No, their game plan is after the bye week. They're expecting him to come after the bye week, and they're excited about him coming back out, because Trevor Penning is pretty good when it comes to running the football, and they're excited to see Mekhi Becton, because I mean you see what's coming out of Philly, and everybody's writing that they miss Mekhi Becton there as the right guard. He I guess Saquon would run a lot behind him, so. So they're excited to see what Omarion's got. He was playing he had two or three really good games until he got hurt against Washington. So, they're trying to hold it together until he gets back. If the Chargers can split these next two games, they're sitting in a good spot at 7-4. God, that math again. They're sitting at 7-4 and coming out of the bye week, and they play the Raiders. So with Omarion coming back, but I think they need to hit this at least 7-4 in this bye week.
Well, Fernando, to go on the opposite side of the football, we know the Chargers, their run defense may not necessarily be one of their strong points. How is the defense kind of running in? We know they've had the departures and injuries predating the season.
Yeah. No, the big issue that they had was they were missing Denzel Perryman. And ever since they've gotten him back, they've kind of calmed it down a little bit. Another big injury that nobody's really talked about was Deshaun Hand, their defensive tackle. He's a guy that they got from Miami. He had been a big part of this offensive line. He hurt his groin early in the Washington game. He hurt his groin. He's been out. He's practiced this week, and they're thinking he might come off the injury report. He was a full participant today. He might be coming back and playing on Sunday, and that would be a huge addition for them because he was a big part of their defense. He was the one helping out. He got a sack on Mahomes in Brazil. They've had big moments from him, and I know that was only three games in, but those three games he was huge. So they're hoping that Deshaun Hand, Denzel Perryman, who's been back now for two games, and obviously Derwin James and guys kind of get going, but another guy that I think needs to get going as well is Deion Henley. And I know he just had the unfortunate passing of his brother, but Deion said Deion is one of those guys that when you talk to him in the locker room, he says I need to get myself going. He really plays with a lot of emotion. He's one of their most instinctive linebackers. He really, when he's on, this defense is playing at a different level. So they kind of need these guys to kind of get going a little bit. But I'm sure they're ready for this game this weekend, because it's going to be a huge test for them.
So Fernando Ramirez is here with us from the Sporting Tribune, covers all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Both things Chargers as they get ready to take on the Steelers for Sunday night football. I know the trade deadline came and went. We talked about the addition of Trevor Penning. But before we even got to the deadline, almost a month ago, Adafe Owe came over from the Baltimore Ravens. How has he been able to help and impact on that defense?
Man, his athleticism is really crazy. He's one of those lengthy... outside linebackers. He's kind of what they expected Chris Rumpf to turn into. I know Chris Rumpf is an old name, but they were, when Brandon Staley was still here, they were expecting him to be something like this, and always been everything that they were hoping. Now, they were hoping this would turn into a very good trio, and it has with him, Tuli, and Khalil, Tuli Tuipulotu, and they've kind of got themselves going. He has 4 sacks in 4 games. I think the Colts game was the only one he didn't register a sack, but in every other game, he's kind of made an impact and he's made a play. So they're just hoping that this continues. They kind of have to get the pass rush going this weekend, especially because with Daniel Jones, they were just letting him sit back there and throw passes and do whatever he wanted, basically. And with Aaron Rodgers, you have to get after him. So obviously Khalil has stepped up the number of snaps he's playing, and everything. So I expect them to get after the quarterback. I'm expecting them to use more of that 3-man defensive front that they used last year with Joey Bosa, Tuli, and Khalil. I think this year it'll be Owe, Tuli, and Khalil. But I'm expecting them to use that package a little bit more on Sunday.
Well, we all looking forward to seeing what takes place on Sunday. Maybe he can get after old man Aaron Rodgers. We know that the AFC West is just loaded. The Broncos, they pick up another victory yesterday. It hasn't been pretty. A lot of their victories haven't been. The Chiefs are still trying to catch up. They just took that L against the Bills. The Raiders are the Raiders. Nobody cares about them. How confident are you that these Chargers can potentially still win the AFC West or even get a wild card spot?
JR, that's why I love coming on here. You keep it real.
I'm just the facts.
I love it. Man, if Joe Wald was still here, I'd say I think they're going to be in there. I still think they're going to be in the mix. I still think they're a playoff team, to be completely honest. I feel like the AFC is not as lethal as it has been in years past. I think I think once Omarion comes back, this defense, this offense is going to change. I question what what their games are going to look like in the back end. Like, what Chiefs team are they going to face? What Eagles team? Why do I say that? Seems like this year, JR, I don't know if it's just me, there's a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to every team. No team has really been decisively very good in every single game. There's kind of been that yin and the yang. So I definitely think that this team is still a playoff team. I think they'll be in the mix at the end. I'm interested to see what Kansas City and Denver look like when they face each other in the next two matchups, because I'm not buying Denver yet. I want to see what they look like when they face Kansas City, and then that'll tell me a lot about what this team really is. But I definitely think it's a three-horse race. I just wonder at what point will the Chargers face their toughest task, and can they handle that end of the season schedule that I think is going to be very tough. That's why I say these next two, they need to split, because that ending schedule is going to be very tough. You have the Raiders, then you have to you got the Eagles on Monday night. You go to Kansas City, you go to Dallas, you face Houston, who you haven't faced Jacksonville since that playoff debacle, and then you haven't faced Houston since the debacle from last year. So, and then you end the season in Denver. So, who knows? Maybe that in best case scenario, that end of the season game against the Broncos for the division. The most likely scenario is either Denver or Kansas City already has it wrapped up by week 18. So I think they are a wild card team, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I don't want to rush it. About 2 months away, and the way the clock is ticking, it just seems it'll probably be here tomorrow. That final game of the regular season, Chargers Broncos, that may be a make or break game for these Chargers and get into the postseason. We'll see how things roll. And Fernando, enjoy the game on Sunday with the Steelers. I know that's going to be a fun one. And enjoy the rest of the season. Tell everybody where they could follow you and all of your work.
I appreciate it. I'm at Real F. Ramirez on X, on Instagram, and on TikTok. And JR, if I don't get to talk to you before the end of the season, have a great holiday season with you and your family, and wish you nothing but the best. And again, appreciate you always having me on.
Oh, the feeling is mutual to you and yours as well, Fernando. Everybody's rushing the holidays. There's giant Christmas trees up in here in Atlanta. It's driving me nuts already, man.
Hey, man, but that's why I had to wish you a happy holiday, because I wanted to throw in Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and then obviously Christmas. But I like, that's why I said, just in case if I'm not on, I want to wish you a very happy holiday season, and I hope you have a lot of fun, and you're around your loved ones. So, again, I'm very thankful that you have me on. You're the best.
Oh, you're the best, too. I'll talk to you soon, Fernando. I'll catch you soon, okay?
Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.